Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Sunday, April 2nd, 2023. Today he is talking about the ego's purpose and how to deal with it. Please do not doubt the efficacy and potency of your earthly presence. Here in the non-physical realms, we are loudly applauding you all as you so beautifully prepare to bring the collective human awakening to its most glorious conclusion. This is the main purpose of each of your current individual human incarnations. And remember, you are never alone. When you incarnate, you each have your own support team in the non-physical realms watching over you and giving you gentle nudges whenever necessary. You each made clear to us before you were born into your present bodies that you might well need a nudge from time to time to assist you to remain on your chosen paths, and we completely honour those instructions. And we are always with you to answer immediately if you call on us for guidance. Not one of you is here alone, by chance, and without the constant availability of our loving assistance. You each made a totally free choice to be incarnate at this moment in the awakening process, fully understanding how difficult it would be. You are all doing magnificently, and we want you to be aware of this so that you can release any doubts you may have about how wonderfully helpful, effective, and essential your presence on Earth is at this moment of the awakening process. As you each engage ever more fully with the awakening process, your own and that of the collective, be aware that distractions of a worldly nature are quite normal. You not only have your own egos attempting to distract you, but also the collective one which is resisting the call to awaken. Do not let that concern you. All is divinely taken care of, and your irreversible collective choice to awaken is leading you forward most beautifully. Your egos, individual and collective, are but split-off parts of your minds, the parts you use as your human identity, and their purpose is to assist you during your daily lives in form as an aspect of your autonomic nervous systems, which keep your bodies operating normally without any need for you to pay them undue attention. However, because your bodies are delicate and can be easily damaged, your egos have developed individual warning systems for each of you so that they can easily attract your attention if any untoward threat to your body should arise. And because they love and greatly desire your attention, they spend a lot of time looking for new ways to capture it. They are really rather like small children attempting to attract their busy parents' attention, and, like small children, they will mature. They will be reintegrated into the wholeness of your true nature. Therefore, do not blame or condemn them. Realize that they are always doing their best, and treat them gently with love and affection, while not allowing them to bully you into being helicopter parents who can always be cajoled into satisfying their every need without discernment. It is good for them to have quiet time without your constant attention, while knowing that should real needs arise, you will be there for them. When you awaken, as soon you will, the experience of love flooding into your hearts will delight and inspire you. You all know that love is your nature, but most of you do not regularly experience the sense or feeling of that divine truth in your daily lives, and often even find it hard to believe that love is your nature as you observe the constant flow of unloving behaviors occurring that are causing pain and suffering to so many on a daily basis. However, actually being aware of this, as you are, effectively intensifies your intent to be only loving whatever may arise in your daily lives, because appreciating, as you do, that your intentions are extremely powerful, you continue to make a point of resetting that loving intent at the start of your day. Doing so is a major duty of your present human life purpose. Yes, your presence on Earth now is essential, and you know that. That is why you are presently incarnate, and whatever personal issues you may find yourselves dealing with that may be causing you anxiety, pain or suffering generally are also reflections of what much of the unawakening and presently unaware ones are also dealing with. By dealing lovingly with those issues of your own, you greatly assist the collective to do the same. Remember, all are one. Separation is unreal. Therefore, just by being, you and the collective are doing indispensable work to bring the awakening to its most magnificent fruition. Just being is both essential and extremely effective, so please do not doubt the efficacy and potency of your earthly presence in human form at this moment. You are needed, you are loved, and you are honored for choosing to undertake this divine and demanding task. So focus daily on your deep inner knowing, your knowing that you are essential participators in the collective awakening process, and ask us, your support teams, to assist you in every moment to deal lovingly with all with whom you interact, no matter how much your egos might be suggesting to you that judgmental responses would be both appropriate and more impressive. When you call on us, we are instantly there for you, if you will quieten the distractions of roof brain chatter and allow yourselves to listen to us. The guidance we will offer you is always totally appropriate for the situations with which you are dealing, and as you accept it and act on it, you will experience an increase in trust and peace in that moment. We love you all most dearly, and we experience great joy in assisting you. So never hesitate to call on us. Your loving brother, Jesus.